All right. Hello, everyone. I'm going to talk to you tonight about groups.io. I have a couple of housekeeping things. First of all, if anything goes wrong with my microphone, which is running on batteries, I have another one all ready to go. So, Andrea, if I drop out, just yell at me and I'll grab the other one and plug it in. This is my favorite one, though, because I can move around because it's on batteries. Okay, we have 75 minutes, and I'm going to ask you to lower your hands now if you're raising your hands, because I have a very special plan for you. For my first 25 minutes, I'm going to be speaking about Groups.io in general, about how to access it with just your email, how it works, and basically what to know about it so you can have a handle on all your email from your various ACB and CCB lists. Then for the next 25 minutes, I have two choices. I can show you how to use groups.io on the web, or I can take questions. And I'm going to have you all vote on that. So Andrea and I will watch the time. I'm going to make sure it's 6:25, and then I'll be asking you to raise your hand if you want one or the other of those, and I'll decide which one at that point I'm going to ask you to raise your hand for. Then for the last 25 minutes, no matter what I do, I will be taking questions. So if we run out of questions, I will certainly be showing you how to access it on the web. But I think most people, I've done this talk about four times, and what I found is that even though I love accessing it on the web, most people don't seem to. So that part of the presentation has never gone over very well. So I'm going to talk to you, first of all, about a concept called syntax, S-Y-N-T-A-X. And it's what computer programmers use when they write, quote, code, quote. And you're saying, oh, my gosh, I don't want to learn that. Syntax are the punctuation and various weird terms you submit to a computer to get it to do your bidding. But here's the thing. If you're cited, you can just look at something and click, 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 and you're done. Everything works great. But if you are blind, you have to tab, tab, arrow, tab. Is it the right arrow, the left arrow? Alt, Control, W, Alt, Windows, W, Control, Alt, Windows, W, page down, W. What the heck do I type? So the more you know syntax, the more power you have over the computer. But I'll be going over it very, very slowly. So if you start to feel overwhelmed, remember, this gives you power. And when you have power, you have control over your email list. So I'll be coming back to syntax in a bit. But just remember, it separates, if you know syntax, it separates you from the ignorant users and makes you more of a power user. All right. Now we're going to go back, now that I've boggled you with BaffleGab over syntax, we're going to go back to the 1980s. Yes, the good old 1980s. The internet was brand new. There was no web, no browsers, nothing like that. But there was email. And email ran on email servers from various, mostly universities. A few for-profits were starting to do email. But email was kind of concentrated in those places where geeko people lived. Well, by the middle of the 80s, y'all want to mute yourselves? Whoever's trying to watch TV and listen to me at the same time? I think I've already put that person to sleep.
Please mute.
Thank you. Okay. So
no, I'm not logged in as a host. I probably should have.
Alda, open Steve, you should mute.
What's that?
You should mute.
Andrea.
Steve, mute, please thyself. Mute.
Mute thyself.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm
thank
so
you.
Sorry. I thought I was muted.
Thank you.
It's too bad
thank
it's
you, everybody.
A toggle.
We're good.
All
thank
right.
you.
So we said we had email in the 1980s that came from various universities and such. But by the middle of the 1980s, we had email from many other services like Prodigy and CompuServe and The Source. You may have heard of some of these names. These were kind of like bulletin board systems, only they were more sophisticated, and they give us email. But we still did not have the web. So some clever person decided that sending email back and forth was not good enough. And they created the concept of the mailing list. And what a mailing list basically was you sent your post to some server at some university somewhere. And it was Stanford and Harvard and places, MIT, places like that in the 1980s. And then the server, the big old computer at MIT or Harvard, would redistribute that email to everyone who was on the, quote, list, quote. And in those days, there was only one piece of software that ran these email lists, and it was called Listserv, L-I-S-T-S-E-R-V, no E. That's because there was a character limit on those old funky computers, so they cut off the E. But anyway, Listserv, you'll sometimes hear people saying, I'm on a Listserv. And that means they're kind of old school. And what happens is they remember when mailing lists were all run by Listserv. Anyway, so mailing lists were really popular. I mean, like I said, there wasn't the internet yet. But when the internet came along, well, people, I mean, there wasn't the web yet. When the web came along, people still had mailing lists. They were still communicating via email. But one thing that happened on the internet is that we started to have forums. So you could log onto a forum and you could post there. And so when Google started doing that, it decided instead of calling them listservs or mailing lists to call them groups. So we had Google groups and we had Yahoo groups, and people could log on and read them there on the web. But they could also, if they didn't want to read them in their browser, they could read the Google groups and the Yahoo groups over in their email. So a group and a forum and a mailing list are pretty much the same thing, though people sometimes tend to use the word forum for when you're looking at it on your browser, and they tend to use the word group or mailing list if they're able to look at it in email. So that explains sort of a bit of the history of the mailing list or the group, and I'm going to use those terms interchangeably. Okay, so the problem with free lists, you may have heard of free lists and Google groups and Yahoo groups, is they were filled up to the gills with advertising. And if you've ever tried to read these things online, there are so many ads. And you know what? My sighted people that I teach too find it really annoying because the ads kind of pop up and cover things up, and they're having to use their mouse and move the little advertising banners out of the way. So it's not just us blind folks that find the ads really annoying. Anyway, so one dude, and I don't really know his name, but he just decided one day, I am going to create a website that hosts mailing lists that does not have any ads. And that was groups.io, G-R-O-U-P-S period I-O. And I don't know, I think he's a full company now. He probably has staff, but it was one guy at home who started this up several years ago. And well, of course, we blind people began to flock to groups.io because it was way more easy to deal with because it didn't have all that advertising. Well, it got popular enough that he needed to make a profit on it. And I think that was his plan in the beginning. So what he did with groups.io is he set it up so that it has several different tiers of users. It has free users, and those are people that can host small mailing lists. And it has a few ordinary licenses at different tiers. And then it has an enterprise license, which kind of is like the big daddy. And I guess it's pretty expensive. And as far as I know, ACB is the only one that has an enterprise license. But anyway, that's how it works on groups.io. So groups.io has tended to take over a lot of lists that once were on free lists or Yahoo groups or Google groups, though we still have those services out there. But a lot of groups or people who run mailing lists have switched over to groups.io because it's in many ways more accessible, and it's also more accessible for sighted people. So now that I've told you a bit about the history, I'm going to move on and talk to you a little bit about the structure of an email address. Now, we all use email addresses, but many times we just kind of pick them out of our address book, or we do reply and hope the email address is correct. But I'd like to spend a minute having you understand what an email address is. It consists of two parts. It consists of some sort of name, alias, you give it like a nickname, and then the at sign, and then the service that provides that email. So take linda44@gmail.com. Well, linda44 is the handle. Like, remember CB? We all had handles, right? Well, linda44 is the handle. At separates that, and gmail.com is, of course, the service. Now let's take convention.ccb@groups.io, which actually is a bad address, but I'm going to give it as an example for a reason. See, convention.ccb is the email handle, and then the @groups.io is the server that sends it out. But because ACB has this fancy enterprise license, they were able to buy a domain, and their domain is acblist.org. So the actual, I remember I told you it was a bad address. Well, the actual address is convention.ccb@acblists.org. And that's because they have that domain name. Now, there's lots of domains. You know, there's google.com, gmail.com, both belong to Google. My employer is fhda.edu. That stands for Foothill Dianza. There's bookshare.org. There are many .gov websites. And now we're beginning to see AI websites. So fscompanion.ai is the domain for the JAWS AI service that helps you with JAWS. So we're seeing a lot of, quote, suffixes, the things that come after the period. So you're going to see a lot of different dot somethings at the end of email addresses. Okay. I've told you what groups are. I've told you about Google. Gosh, I got all these notes. I've already talked about all this. Yay. Oh, the one thing I wanted to say is sometimes people will refer to messages and sometimes they'll refer to posts. Those words are synonymous. A post and a message, same thing. Okay, let's talk about the type of people that are on mailing list. There are owners. An owner is the big boss of the mailing list. They have full control. I am the owner of Love on a Leash Silicon Valley, which we've abbreviated LOALSV, which is a group for pet therapy pet handlers. Okay, then there are moderators. Moderators are people who have some privileges, but they're not the big boss of the list. And the big boss can decide what privileges moderators have. Moderators often are able to remove people from the list that are a problem. They're able to add subscribers. They have some control. And I'm a moderator on several of the lists for BITS, which is Blind Information Technology Specialist. Okay, and then there are members. Now, a member is a person who is subscribed to a list, which means you get email from that list unless you turn it off. And we're going to be learning how to turn it off in just a minute. Okay.
Or I'm just going through my...
Girl huh? I'm just going through my notes
girls.
Here.
Two girls. Yeah. Awesome. One girl was okay. Flooding and brought a lot of
so let's here. Talk to you a little bit about posting rules.
Oh, the other girl wasn't.
Can we have the host mute everybody, please?
Christy, I'm trying my best. If I mute everybody, I have to unmute Deborah. So.
Well, I can unmute myself.
All right. Yeah, okay.
I'm a geek. I can unmute myself.
Thank you.
All right.
If I can't unmute myself, right. We should be worried.
Okay. All right.
All right, you should be able to hear me?
Yep, you're good.
Yeah, hey, if I couldn't unmute myself, we'd have to worry about me.
No, you're good. I didn't think to use that.
Okay, so let's talk about the types of posting, because several people from my chapter actually asked me about this. So on some lists, absolutely everyone can post. So you're on a list, you want to reply to a message, you want to post a new topic, great, you can do it. Other lists, the first two posts are moderated, which means the moderator has to approve your post and then you can post. So you might post to that list and don't see it, or, you know, it seems like you never got there, but you have to wait for the moderator to approve it. Now, some lists, every post is moderated. I don't think any of our ACB lists are like that, though. And so on some lists, only moderators can post. So you'll see that all the time. Many of the quote announce lists, the ACB-announce, ACB-community-announce, you know, there are lots of lists where you can only have a moderator post. Okay, now I want to talk to you about replying. Now, some lists are set up. Remember, there's the boss, the big daddy, the owner of the group. He can decide how replies are going to work. You don't have control over that unless you're the big daddy. So some lists, you, when you do a reply, the reply goes to the whole group. And other lists, the reply only goes to the sender. So if a list has a lot of people replying with things like, ah, that's a good idea, and thank you, and great information, and good idea, if there's a lot of that chatter and people get annoyed with that, the list owner may set it so that the replies only go to the sender. But you can always look at the to field in your email when you're sending it out and see if it goes to the sender or it's going to the whole group. You can also go up to the to field with your tab key usually and change the to address so that you are replying to the group instead of to the sender if you have something important that you want the whole group to read. The other thing you can do is at the bottom of messages that you get from groups.io, there are a bunch of links. There is a link for reply online. There is a link for reply to sender. And sometimes there is a reply to group. It kind of depends, again, on how Big Daddy set it up. They can decide how many links are going to be at the bottom of your message. My Love on a Leash group, I've got all of them down at the bottom of my message so that my Love on a Leash members can respond to each other privately. They can respond to the whole group, etc. But again, that is under the moderator, the owner's control. Okay, now I'm going to give you some examples. Oh, I've already covered all this. Hey. Okay, so let me start analyzing some of these addresses for you. Remember, I told you everything in front of the at sign is the email handle, and everything after the at sign is the address of the, not of you, but of the list manager software. And when I say list manager software, it's not a person, it's a piece of software, which is groups.io. So let's take, for example, take the CCBL list. That is, if let's pretend you are Linda44. So Linda44 would post to CCBL at CCBLists.groups.io. And the reason that address is so long is because CCBL lists is a purchased license that CCBL has with groups.io, and it is actually one main list with a bunch of sublists. So again, it's CCBL lists at groups.io. That is the whole stuff after the at sign. And Linda44 comes before the at sign. So if you saw her address there, that's what it would look like. I'm going to give you a few more mailing list examples just so you can think about the kinds of things that might come after the at sign, especially if you have to hand type this stuff. There is, remember, sitelings can just find it and click, but we have to be a little more aware of syntax because it's harder for us to find it and click. So we have, hang on, I'm going through my notes here. Okay, so let's take some of the ACB lists. There's ACB-conversation at acblist.org. There is ACB-community-announce at acblist.org. But there's ACB convention, which doesn't have a hyphen in it, at acblist.org. And the reason it doesn't have a hyphen in it is because whoever set it up decided it didn't need a hyphen. So again, this can all be very confusing, but here's my rule for punctuation. A period is just part of a name, like joe.schmo or groups.io or google.com. So the period is just part of a name. And the dash is the same way. The dash, my love on a leash, is LOAL-SV for Love on a Leash Silicon Valley. But I could have as easily made it LOAL-SV. I just decided the dash made it look prettier in Braille, right? Braille aesthetics. But ACB convention rolls off the tongue a little bit better. And so the dash was not included in that address. Now, so you know that the period and the dash are just sort of parts of names. The at sign is only used when you are separating the email handle from the actual address of the email software. So that's the best way to kind of remember it. You'll never see an at sign in the middle of things. It's always before the name of the software, which could be just groups.io or ccblist.groups.io or acblist.org, or it could be gmail.com. Anyway. All right. Now, there are several different ways to get your email. And most of us get it individually, one message at a time in our inbox. But you can tell groups.io and most other mailing list managers that there are different ways you want to read your mail. You can get it as something called a plain digest, which groups up about a dozen messages and just plunks them one after another into a giant email. A lot of people like plain digest. It's very easy to read, but it can be kind of difficult to search. There's also the concept of the full digest. And the way the full digest works is that it is sort of browser-based. So you can click or press enter on the next message and go directly to it. And full digest work particularly well on the iPhone, I found. There's also summary, which means you get a daily summary of all the messages, and you can click or press enter on one of them, and it opens just that message for you to read. There's special, which means that if an owner of a list decides a message is, quote, special, it goes out to everybody that wants only a special message. Well, it goes out to everybody, actually. But if you set your list delivery option to special, what that means is you're only going to get those special messages. And then the last one is no mail. No mail. And what that means literally is you're not going to get any mail from the list. And you can set your list to no mail when you go on vacation, which is really nice because then you don't get all that junk from the mail, but you're still subscribed. There's also, of course, subscribe and unsubscribe. And all of these are commands that you can give to groups.io. And you issue these commands with the plus sign. So we're returning again to the devil syntax. And with syntax, I've told you about the dash, I've told you about the period, I've told you about the at sign, but the plus sign is a very special piece of punctuation because the plus sign is always followed by a command you give to groups.io. Remember, I've told you before, sighted people don't have to go through all this. They can just click and they are there. But we have to learn a little bit about this syntax. So let's suppose I wanted to subscribe to CCBL. What I would do is I would send a message to CCBL plus subscribe at CCBLists.groups.io. See, that's kind of annoyingly long, but usually you can just find a send mail link and press enter on and it'll do it for you if you're lucky. Now, let's suppose I wanted to subscribe to Bits Announce, the announce list for Bits, which goes out to anybody regardless of whether you are a member of our affiliate. That's Bits-Announce, but that's at bits.groups.io. So again, I would send email to Bits, B-I-T-S, dash announce, A-N-N-O-U-N-C-E, plus subscribe at bits, period, groups, period, I-O. So again, the @ separates the email handle from the actual email software name. And the plus is a command to groups.io. Let me check my time here. Oh my goodness, I only have one more minute before our vote. Okay. I was going to give you a few more examples and I was going to read you a help screen, but I'm kind of running out of time here. So what I want to tell you is that you don't have to remember all these commands. What you can do is you can type your list name, the plus sign, the word help, @, and then the list address name. So CCBL plus help @ list, CCB list period groups.io. Or let's suppose it's an acblist.org list. You could do acb-community-announce plus subscribe @ acblist period org. That would subscribe you, or acb-community-announce plus help @ acblist.org would give you a full help screen on how all these commands for that list work. Okay, so like I said, I was going to read you this whole help screen. I have it here on my Braille display, but I'm running out of time, and I want to be sure we have plenty of time for questions. So now it's time for our vote. So if you want to spend the rest of the time asking questions, I'm going to have you raise your hand, and you can start raising your hand now, but lower your hand if you want to spend the rest of the time having me explain stuff. So let's see what we want. We can wait for a minute. Lower your hand if you want more of me. Raise your hand if you want to ask questions.
Alt-Y is, well, raise your hand. If you're on the iPhone, it's under reactions. The raise hand button is under reactions.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't hardly ever use an iPhone, and I was in a meeting today on an iPhone, and I couldn't find it. So, yep, if you don't use something very often, even if you are a geek, raised. It can be hard. There's one hand raised?
Yeah, Lorraine's hand is up. There's two.
We'll give them another minute, yeah. But I think they want more of me and not more of questions. Only two so far?
Yep.
Okay.
Just a two. Okay.
All right. Lower your hands, you two. We got one more thing to vote on. Do you want me, raise your hand if you want me to continue in this vein and explain more of the syntax and how to do it with your email? Raise your hand. But lower your hand if you want me to tell you how to do it on the web with your browser, because I won't have time for both. Okay, so raise your hand if you want me to continue with what I've been explaining, or lower your hand if you want to know how to do it in a browser rather than through your email program.
3, 4.
Okay, so people want me to continue with this.
6.
Yeah,
so we've got 6 so far.
All right, so we're going to skip the browser part unless someone has questions about that later, and we're going to talk a little bit more with this syntax, because I know it's really confusing. Now, I've got a bunch of examples here. I know they're accurate because I'm reading them off my Braille display. So let's suppose you wanted to get a full digest from the ACB cooks list. I mean, it's a great list, but it has lots of recipes, and you just don't want to read a recipe every day, right? So you would send an email to ACB-cooks plus full digest, FULLDIGEST, @ acblist.org. And you send out these emails, and that acts as a command to the list. And then the list will send you something back saying it did it, and you are set up. So let me get to my next example. Gosh, my notes are more verbose than I needed to be. Okay, I'm on the cooking in the dark list. I like to cook, so. And I wanted to get a plain digest because it's easier to copy and paste recipes from that. Now, cooking in the dark is one of those lists that doesn't have a particular license. So there's just at groups.io. So what I would have to send my email to is cooking in the dark, all one word, plus digest, D-I-G-E-S-T, at groups, period, I-O. And that way I would get a plain text digest. And that means every dozen or so messages would be plunked into one gigundous email and sent to me every day. Now, let's suppose we are on ACB-conversation, but oh my goodness, it's getting too conversational for us. And we just want to get off that list. Well, what we would do is we would send email to ACB-conversation plus unsubscribe, UNSUBSCRIBE, at ACBLists, period, O-R-G. And that would get us off that conversational list. But let's suppose instead we don't really want to unsubscribe from ACB Conversations. We just are going to go on vacation. We're going to have crummy internet. We really just don't want to read it now. We're going to set it to no mail. So in that case, we would send email to ACB-conversation plus no mail at ACBLists. Period org. And that is ACBLISTS at, period ORG. That's okay. I really can read Braille, you guys. I just talk faster than I think. Okay. And I think I gave this example already. Hang on. Okay. Let's suppose you've been getting a digest, but you want to go back to getting individual messages. And you want to get individual messages from the ACB media list. That would be the email address you would send to is ACB-media-announce plus individual at acblist.org. Now let's look at the CCB list. Let's suppose you're going on vacation and everybody on the CCBL list has been forwarding a million zillion things, and you're sick of looking at all those forwarded messages. And you want to set that thing to summary. Well, what you would do is you would send your email to CCBL plus summary at CCBLists.groups.io. And I'm going to say it again, CCBL plus summary at CCBLists, L-I-S-T-S, period, groups, period, I-O. And the mistake I see many people doing when they have one of these da-da-da-da-groups.io is they put in a second at sign, da-da-da at groups.io. Nope, that doesn't work. You only can have one at sign because that one at sign is what separates the email handle, CCBL or ACB-community-announce, it separates that from the list software. And the list software has different addresses depending on the type of license they got. ACBList.org, bits.groups.io, CCBLists.groups.io. So read carefully. Use your ability to have your screen reader spell to you or use your Braille display. Okay, let me just go through my notes a bit. I think I'm going to take questions a little bit early. Okay, I'm going to read you this help screen. Remember, I told you you could do plus help. If you do plus help, you're going to get a help screen from trying to read and talk at the same time. You're going to get a help screen from that mailing list. So it starts with a bunch of asterisks. And here's the one from the CCB, the ACB convention. CCB convention doesn't really have its own list. Okay, so here's the help screen. It says, hello, helpful help screen. You recently sent a message to ACB convention plus help at acblist.org. All messages sent to this address receive this automated help message. What? Huh. I made a typo here. Anyway. Just a second. I pushed the wrong button. All messages sent to that address. Oh, I understand. All messages sent to that address receive this automated help message. In other words, the software is automatically sending you this help message. Okay. Group description. You always first have a little description, and that description comes in from the big daddy, the owner of the group. This is the public announced list for the CCB convention. Posting to this group. This is an announced group, so only moderators can post to it. Now, if you're allowed to post to a group, it's going to tell you there this you can post to this group, or it tells you your post may be moderated. Changing your subscription to join this group, send an email to acbconvention+subscribe@acblist.org. To unsubscribe from this group, send an email message to acbconvention+unsubscribe@acblist.org. Email delivery options. Receive plain digest instead of individual messages. Send an email to acbconvention+digest@acblist.org. To receive full featured digest instead of individual message, send an email to acbconvention+fulldigest@acblist.org. See how this plus sign is always coming right before the command you issue. To receive a daily summary instead of individual messages, send an email to acbconvention+summary@acblist.org. To receive only special messages, send an email to acbconvention+special@acblist.org. So, and remember, I told you special messages are what the owner thinks are special. To receive individual messages instead of digest, you would send an email to acbconvention+single@acblist.org. To stop receiving messages from this list, and in parentheses it says you may still read messages on the web, send an email to acbconvention+nomail@acblist.org. Now, what I'd like all of you to do, and there's a lot more in this help screen, but you get the idea. What I'd like you all to do when you're done here today is I'd like you to get help from CCBL if you're on that list. So what you would do is you would send an email to CCBL+help@ccblists.groups.io. And let me check my time. And, well, we're a little early here for questions. I guess I'm going to just say a couple things about using groups.io on the web. The web address is http://groups.io. And if you're brave, you can go there, and it will complain that you aren't logged in, but it will ask you if you want it to send you an invitation to log in. You can tell it to do that. And when you get that invitation, you can then create an account with a password. But you have to make sure you use the same email address. I made that mistake. I was subscribed to some list with one email address and some list with another. And luckily, groups.io let me merge those two accounts. So it wasn't the end of the world. But I had to look through all its help screens and figure it out. It took me about an hour to figure it out. And I'm a geek. But you know, like I said, I didn't know how to do it. So I had to read the manual. When you create an account, you can then read your lists on the web. And you really do need to have a handle on your screen reader commands. You need to know how to use your rotor. You need to know how to use your JAWS quick keys or your NVDA browse mode. But what's really nice is pretty much everything you need to read most of the time is in a table. There are no headings, but there are a lot of tables. So once you get good at this, I'm on 65 mailing lists and I work full time and I'm still able to keep up with most of my mailing lists because I read them on the web because they're all in table format. So I can just zoom through them with the alt control and up and the down arrow. So it is really possible. And I'm actually, I was doing a training for sighted people actually a couple weeks ago on groups.io and they were telling me that because I'm pretty good with JAWS, I was actually faster on the web than they were visually using their mouse. But again, it does take practice and it's not for everybody. My main goal tonight is just to make sure you know it's possible. There are also some interesting list addresses for going directly to these lists. If you do http://groups.io/g/group/ you can go to that group. That's actually paratransit calling me with an automated message, which I'm going to ignore. My paratransit has the world's longest, most tedious automated messages. But anyway, if you go to http://acblist.org, you will only see the mailing lists that you are subscribed to through ACB. So it shows that I'm on 18 lists, even though I'm subscribed to 65 lists, because that's their domain. That's their enterprise license. And I can see just my ACB list that way. And the same goes with any of these other domains. And again, if you do a slash G and then the group name, then you go directly to the homepage for that group. And that could be handy if you want to search the archives, which is something I could get into in a more advanced talk. You can actually, like I could go to Cooking in the Dark and I could search for all the cobbler recipes. I wouldn't have to say, hey, did someone post a cobbler recipe? I could actually type in the word cobbler and I could find every single one of them, unless, of course, it was an apple crisp and they didn't call it a cobbler. So I think I've babbled at you enough, and I am ready to take questions and take a big slurp of iced tea.
Okay, and I'm going to ask everyone, because we've had a couple of hiccups tonight, going to ask everyone to please stay muted until I call on you, okay? Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, because we are recording, and I don't want any more issues with people being unmuted, so thank you. Okay, hang on just one second. Lori Kastner, please go ahead.
Go ahead, Lori.
Lori, you're still muted, honey.
Oh, no.
There you go. Okay.
What is the difference when you between a summary and a digest?
Okay. So a summary just gives you the subjects of all the messages, and then you have to press enter, click on it, and then it opens the page, and you can see it there. The digest actually has all of the messages right there in your email, but if it's a plain text digest, it's just text. You have to just arrow down through it. If it's a full text digest, it's in HTML format, so you can jump from one subject to the next.
Okay. And my other question, if I can remember it, was when I usually want to unsubscribe from a group, I use the unsubscribe link at the bottom of the email.
And yes, you can do that too.
Sometimes it works, and there's been one case where I just haven't been able to unsubscribe. It's Wirecutter. So I can just go to Wirecutter plus unsubscribe at, no, I guess, what would it be? Because Wirecutter is the domain. I'll have to look, I guess.
It depends. Now, the plus unsubscribe, the plus help, all that only works for groups.io list. Because I was focused on anything with ACB and CCB tonight. So I'm on a list that I can't unsubscribe from either.
Yes, it's very weird.
So, yeah, I mean, it depends on how it's set up and, you know, how it works. If it's groups.io, it's very consistent. But if it's not run by groups.io, Google Groups are especially annoying.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And free lists, you cannot unsubscribe from free lists without actually looking at all their advertising.
Yeah, I remember that.
There's free and there's not free, right?
Okay, I'll have to look at the Wirecutter again and see what I can, if I can figure out there. It must be wirecutter.com, but I'll see what I can do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Lorraine Brown.
Well, yes. I last year went ACB, I guess, they had, ACB had a glitch, and I ended up all of a sudden getting all sorts of emails from different group lists through ACB. Now, recently, Deb Cook Lewis sent an email saying, do you want to join our listserv type, or list, whatever.
Announce list?
Yes. And now I'm trying to find out if I send that in, am I going to get doubles? I don't know how many ACB groups they're talking about as far
Announce hasn't been that active, and Deb Cook Lewis is not going to overwhelm you. So joining Announce is not going to be a big deal. But the reason sometimes we get a lot of messages is because some of you dudes have nothing better to do than forward every single message you receive to another list.
Well, I'll say.
And some of us find that very annoying. If I today got a message forwarded like 6 times to all the lists I'm on, and I'm on the original list that the message came from. So it's like, guys, you don't have to forward everything. But anyway, so sometimes you'll get a message a whole bunch of times, but that's because people have forwarded it. So that's another reason I like to read them on the web, because I can just, I don't want to read that. I don't want to read that. Mm-hmm. I already read that. So anyway.
Yeah, I have one other quick question, because you had told me the other day to do the mute.
Right.
I went there, but then I clicked on that, but then all of a sudden right around that, there's these other buttons, save this button, don't save this button, and so on and so forth. I had no clue what to do.
Yeah, that's because at the bottom of the message, there are a bunch of links, and all the links that are not send mail links will take you directly to the website where you interact with the group on the website. And I thought of talking about that, but it starts to get complicated. Yeah, mute this topic. You really don't have to do anything else. Just do mute this topic. The website pops up. The topic is muted. End of problem.
Ignore all the rest of it.
Right. It's got a lot of stuff on that website, but it really, if you want to spend an afternoon just looking at the website slowly, it will make a lot more sense. But the problem is you really have to go from top to bottom and pay attention to everything there. And people just don't have the time to do that.
I guess
they have the time to forward you a zillion messages, but not enough time to actually look at the website. I haven't figured that out yet, but that's the way it is.
Thank you.
This is Andrea, and I want to point out something else about announce lists. Only certain people can post to them. So you have to be authorized. People can't just forward stuff. That's why it's an announce list. We have one for CCB convention, which is new and it's wonderful. And if you registered for convention, you were placed on the announce list. Only a couple of us can forward to it. And all we're forwarding is any materials we receive from a presenter and the daily announcement about what's going on that day. That's all you're going to get. I think the same thing is true on ACB Announce. I'm on it and I love it.
Because you get stuff
from Claire Stanley, super busy, and I think announce lists are fabulous.
The problem is when people forward from it.
Right, exactly.
And a lot of people, for some reason, think that you won't want to subscribe to an announce list, but you'll want every message on it, so they forward it to the list that you're on.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. And we're trying with our CCBL list to really limit the number of forwards. Okay, Steve, go ahead, sir. Steve?
Poor guy, he was unmuted when he wasn't supposed to be. And now
Steve, you're still muted.
And I should say, this is not webinar, so you don't have to wait till you get a prompt to unmute, just in case people thought they were waiting for a prompt.
I just sent him a prompt. Steve, can you unmute?
You can unmute, too.
There you are.
I am. Sorry about that.
You're good.
Yeah, that's a great presentation. You've cleared up a lot of things in my mind, especially the syntax thing. I'd never really thought about the plus sign is the syntax, and that's great, and also the slash G for homepage. I was not aware of that, so thank you. The digest, do they come out at a certain time of day?
Some lists do that, but what groups.io does, or what it's been doing, it may change, is that it waits for a dozen messages, 12 messages to appear, and then it makes a digest.
Okay, so all of them are based on how many messages, not time
of
day.
That is correct. But okay. other things besides groups.io, other list management software may decide to do it once a day or once a week. It really depends. But groups.io does it in groups of 12.
Okay, learned something else today. Thank you.
Okay, we don't have any more hands. Guys, we have Deb here, so if you want to ask her a question, get your hands raised, please.
Yeah, I'm here till 7:15.
Yes. And I want to remind everybody that at 7:30, we will have Marja Byers from the Hull Foundation is going to talk about all the cool stuff that the Hull Foundation does besides the camp that we all know about in Oregon. They do a lot of other neat things. So we're going to have Marja come and talk to us about Hull Foundation. So,
well, let's give it two more minutes. If we don't have
any
questions.
Yeah, we've got a hand. Got a hand. Go ahead, Artis.
But I was going to say while she's unmuting.
Okay.
There you are, dear.
Yeah,
okay.
For some reason it gives you 100,000 choices before it gets to unmute.
Well, yeah. I sent you an unmute request.
Yeah,
I got it.
That's how
easier.
I got it.
Okay, good.
That's how
All
I
right,
got
go
it.
Ahead, dear.
Anyway, I was wondering how could I get a list of commands for if I moderate. I moderate several lists. And I very seldom go into the website to make changes and stuff. I tell people to unsubscribe themselves and subscribe themselves and so forth. But there are sometimes people don't do it. And so it'd be handy for me to be able to do it, but I don't have a list of commands for that. I mean, I've got this whole huge document they sent out initially, but it's got so much junk in there.
okay, so unfortunately, you cannot send commands as a moderator to do stuff, as far as I know. You have to go into the admin on the website. And there is one of those collapsing menus. You pick admin. It uncollapses, and then you have a bunch of choices under there.
Right, right. Yeah, I understand that part.
Yeah. No, there are no commands, as far as I know, that you can send it to actually do moderation things. The only commands you can send are as an individual to handle things.
Oh, well, I can go in and add people to the list, and I can take people off the list. But it's sometimes I can't always remember, you know, the order in which to do it. That's why I was wondering if there was a way to get the list of, you know, those, you know, I don't know. So.
No, I know of no way to command groups.io to do moderator or owner chores from your email client. You have to go onto the web to do it.
Oh, yeah. No, I know I have to go to the web, but I wondered if there was a way to find a list of, you know, how to do the various things, because I just don't remember how to do them all, and I don't have to do it very often.
Well, what I would suggest, I mean, what I've done before as a moderator is I took that whole Gigundus help document for moderators.
Right.
I saved it on my computer. And then when I need to do something, I search it. What do I need? I needed to give someone permission to post a file on one of the bits lists a few weeks ago, and I could not figure out how to do it. So that is exactly what I did. I had to search that whole help document. But like I said, I put it on my computer so I didn't have to find it again on the web.
Right, 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 right.
I have a folder on my computer.
I do have it on my computer, but
yeah. Okay. I know. I'm sorry. There's no easy way. And like I said, if you don't do it very often, like I don't do this you know, I didn't have to give someone permission to post a file more than once a year, right? So I wasn't going to remember how to do it.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Now, what I can do with the leftover time, if we have no questions, is I can demonstrate the web interface a little with a shared screen. I can give you all a break. It's kind of up to what people want.
Steve has his hand up. Steve, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Is there an address that Groups.io provides to write to the list moderators? Is that something Groups.io has?
No, you can only write to the owner, and that's group name dash owner at whatever it is, ccblists.groups.io or acblist.org.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's my suggestion when they ask for suggestions next time. Thank you.
Yeah. No, you can't write because there's only one owner, but the owner can decide how many moderators they have.
Oh, no, I understand that. I'm just thinking that it'd be great for folks to be able to write to – all of us moderators on CCBL, for example, that if they forget who we are or don't know
right.
how many there are, they just write to that address. But
no,
okay.
It doesn't have that ability. But what you could do in your guidelines is you could add the names of the moderators.
Yeah, and actually that's probably what we should do. Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you. A lot of good ideas tonight. And I vote for a screen share, a little bit of the web interface. I'm starting to dabble on that a little bit, but still trying to figure it out.
Okay, well, let's see. Do we have more questions? How much time have we got? Okay, we've got about 20 minutes. We'll give it a minute for questions, and if not, I will share my screen.
We don't have – go ahead and share your screen. We don't have anybody right this minute. And you should be able to share without any problem. Just go ahead and do it.
All right. Hang on. I'm in Notepad, so let me get back to Zoom.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to make my notes go away. Hang on.
I think she has to be a co-host, Andrea, if she's going to screen share.
No, it doesn't want me to screen. You're absolutely right.
Sherry did it last night, and I didn't do anything. So I think we're okay.
There we go.
Go ahead and try it, Deborah, because Sherry didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to do a thing last night. Sherry was able to share. Are you sharing? There you go. Yep.
Okay, so you're hearing my jaws?
Yes. Yes, it's a little soft, but we can. Can
all
you?
Right. Well, yeah, we can
bring it up a little bit.
66 volume level. Volume up.
Does that sound better?
A little bit better. A little more.
Volume up. 76 volume level. Volume up. 78 volume level.
A little bit more.
Wow.
Volume up. 86 volume level.
It's you know, Deborah, it's not changing. A lot. I don't know what you're. I hear that it's going up, but it isn't. The sound isn't getting louder.
Huh.
We can kind of hear it.
Let me think about this for just a second. It's too loud for me now. But let me.
I'm sorry.
No. I will switch from my headset to my. Hang on. Volume card.
Headphones left.
Okay, so now I've switched to my speakers.
Okay.
Is that better?
Now we can't hear anything.
Ah.
That's bizarre. You'd think the speakers would be.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah, just go back to what you had.
I'll go back to my headset.
Okay, hold on just a second. We have a hand up, too.
That's fine.
Patty, did you have a question real quick?
Default sound card number.
Patty? You have your hand raised. Patty, you're unmuted now. Did you have a question?
Hey, Patty.
Okay. She was unmuted, then she muted again. Okay, Patty, you're unmuted. Did you have a question?
Windows are run.
Okay, well, we're not going to worry about it right now.
All right, well, we'll just put up with Jaws being kind of, that one's too loud for me. But anyway, I'm using a Bluetooth headset. That's probably the problem. But I don't want to take it off and confuse everybody even more.
You're fine.
I will tell you what I'm doing. So I'm going to go to http://groups.io. http://groups.io.
Enter. Open new window, folder view, list view, not selected DB, not
shush.
Navigation region.
Okay, so I am here on groups.io. First of all, if you try to navigate by headings, no headings. There are no headings. Don't try to find headings. They're not there. What there are is regions. And if you are already, if you're not logged in, it's going to complain at you. And it's going to have an OK button, and it's going to tell you that it can actually email you an invite. You're going to type in your email address. You're going to get an invite. You're going to create an account. We are going to assume you've already created an account. So I'm on this page where I've already created an account. And you don't have to go to acblist.org. You don't have to go to ccblists.groups.io. You could just go to groups.io and find every list you have that is managed by anybody who is either getting a free list or a licensed list, a list they pay for on groups.io. So http://groups.io. You don't need the www. In fact, that seems to confuse it. Okay. So once we are here, I told you we have no headings, but we do have regions. And regions are an ARIA thing. And I'm going to do R for region. I'm going to jump through my regions. You can also rotor through your regions if you add it to your rotor. Many people don't add it to their rotor, but you can.
Navigation region.
So there's a navigation region. That's where you find different things navigating.
Wrap in the top. Navigation region.
And then there's a main region.
List of one items.
Now, I'm going to go to the navigation region and show you what's there. At the top, it always says your groups. And underneath, quite far, not visually, but with the screen reader far away, is a table with all of your groups. But between the table and the top that says your groups is a toolbar. And visually, that's just a little teeny-weeny thing because I've helped sighted people with this. But with you as a screen reader, it's a little bit of text.
Navigation region, list of one items, blank, list end, navigation table with one columns and 21 row, link.
So when you get past the toolbar, you are now in a table with all of your groups. I have 65 groups, so what I see is only the first 20, and then I have to do next to go to the next one.
Link Bay Area Cross.
The table has 6 columns, and it has 20 rows. And the columns
link,
headings
link,
are,
end.
Let me look at my Braille display because that's faster.
Link Bay Area Crossfit 5 members.
There is the name of the group, the number of members, an indicator of whether I'm moderator or owner.
Link Bits Education Committee. Education list for bits.
Then there's a description of it, and there are some check boxes. And if I check some of those boxes, I can do things like I can change them to no mail or digest or full digest or summary. So like if I had 3 groups on this list that I wanted to all change to no mail, it would be very few keystrokes for me. I do alt down arrow until I got to the row, alt right arrow until I got to the checkbox, space to check the checkbox, alt down arrow again until I got to the correct row. I'd check the checkbox for the thing, and then I would go to the bottom where it would say action, and under action, I'd press enter, and I get a list of actions, and one of those actions is no mail. So if I was going on vacation and I had like 5 minutes to turn half of these lists off, because I'm very good using JAWS, it would be really easy for me to do. And if I was working with a sighted person, I'd show them, look at this table, click the checkbox on the left, click the next one, go down to actions, click that, hit no mail. Okay, now you're not receiving all that mail that you were getting annoyed with. So again, with a screen reader, this is very, very possible. You just have to know your table reading commands, the up and down, the right and left, and then you can very quickly get in here and change your list delivery options, they are called. Now I'm going to go to a particular group, and I'm having JAWS read less because it's, you know, it's kind of annoying that it's quiet. But I'm just going to go to one of these groups and pull it up. Oh, and the other column in the table also shows you the last post, the date of the last post, which if you're a moderator can be good because you can see if it's an active list or not. I'm trying to find a list that is in private here. Sorry.
This is the parent group which houses a visited link ACB 2022, link ACB 2020, link ACB community events, public ACB.
Okay, ACB community events is pretty good. So I will go there.
Deborah, I didn't realize that ACB lists were on groups.io. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's acblist.org because right. ACB purchased, I was talking to Jeff Bishop this morning just to make sure my facts were correct. And he said, yes, they have an enterprise license. And so they don't have to call it groups.io. They
right.
call it ACB, but it's still groups.io. They're
That's
paying,
so interesting. I have
they
no
are
idea.
Paying a lot of money
okay.
so that they can call it acblist.org.
But if you bring up your groups, your ACB list will be there. That's really,
all
okay.
your ACB list will be there.
That's
that
great.
Is absolutely right.
Okay.
So, when you look at the navigation region for ACB community or for any list, actually.
7:04 p.m.
Yeah. Okay. I have a little more time. When you're looking at the navigation region.
List of one blank. List of
what you. Oh, I forgot to mention. The other thing I want to say is if you don't see everything on the website you're supposed to see, it's because you forgot to maximize the window. Because what happens is the website knows how big your window is. So if you have a smaller window, it doesn't show you everything. And that was actually happening to me right now. And this is also true of ACB Media. If you go to search for something and you don't find any search results, it's because it realized your window was small and it didn't show everything. So I don't know what web server does this, but it happens sometimes that if your window is not maximized, not everything shows up. Now everything is showing up. Okay. So when you look at the web page for a group, and remember, you can get to the web page for that group in two different ways. You can go to groups.io and find it in the table of groups, or you can go to groups.io/g/ and the name of the group. So groups.io/g/ccbl or groups.io/g/acb-community-announce, whatever the name of the list is. And my syntax may not be perfect there because I'm not reading that off of a Braille display. I'm just sort of saying it ad hoc. But anyway, once you get to this home page for the group, you have several things in your navigation. You have a home, which is where you are now or where you would be. I'm not there now because I've set it so that it doesn't take me to the homepage.
Same page link collapsed. Subscription.
Then you have subscription, and that is going to just if you click on that, it'll show you what your subscription to the list
link
is.
Messages.
Messages, which is what I have open now. If you select messages, then you're going to get a table of all of your messages. Again, no headings, but tables. It's big on tables. So review your table navigation, and you'll be able to zip right through it, and even faster than a sighted person if you get good at
link
this.
Drafts.
And then drafts, those are messages that you may have posted online that you decided not to send.
Number hashtags.
Hashtags, they're used more by sighted people, which is sort of sad because hashtags make searching it a lot easier if you decide to
link
use them.
Chats.
And chats, which we don't use
link
very much, but
subgroups.
It's there. And subgroups, many lists do have subgroups. And in fact, all the ACB lists are a subgroup of Maine, and all the CCB lists are a subgroup of a list called Maine. But that is something that only the admin dudes need to worry about. We don't need to worry about it.
Deborah, we've got a hand raised, and I'm going to
go
try
ahead.
Okay, Patty, go ahead and try to unmute, please. Oh, you're unmuted, Patty. Go ahead and talk.
Hey.
There you go.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. My question was that someone inadvertently got on our list. Oh, no. It says I'm – okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
you're
I'm sorry.
You're fine.
You're
so
fine.
Can I just tell her the instructions that you gave, email her, and say that if she does the unsubscribe with the plus sign, she can get off?
That's right. What is it? Your particular, your Bayview, right?
Yeah,
Does
yeah.
Does Bayview have its own list?
Whoa.
Is it the Bayview list or the CCBL list?
It's the Bayview list.
Yeah, so whatever the name of the Bayview list is, and I don't know because I'm not in Bayview, I'm in SVCB, plus subscribe, unsubscribe.
Okay, so I'll just tell her. I don't know how she got on, but she was really mad. She said, could you take me off? And I didn't.
Patty, is it groups.io?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, then you can use the plus. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah,
okay.
Unsubscribe, plus unsubscribe.
And the reason I couldn't be on is that I was recording the meeting. And
it's being recorded. It's okay. You don't need to worry about it.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Okay, there's also a link here for directory, which is good for moderators and owners because they can see everybody on the list. And it will also even save it as an Excel spreadsheet, which is really nice. So if you're owner of a list or a moderator with the permission, you can actually get an Excel spreadsheet with everybody on your list and their email address and all. And that can be really nice. Oops, I'm on no speech. That's why you're not hearing speech because I'm using my Braille display. There's calendar, which we don't use that much either, but it's fully accessible. I love the calendar. I use it all the time on the lists I run for sighted people, but blind people don't tend to use it that much. But again, it's really easy to add Zoom meetings and things like that on it.
Photos.
Photos, we of course don't use very much. Files. You can post files to the list, but you have to be careful. If you go over 1 gigabyte, and you're not using a list that you pay for, you'll be charged or it will delete your files. And I believe CCB does pay for its list, so it's probably okay for
databases.
It. And databases. There's a bunch of other stuff here that we don't use, but it is here under the navigation menu.
Plus shift plus question for link features. Middle link middle dot.
But the important thing to remember here is I've got messages open. So I can do my table reading commands.
One columns and 20 rows. Column. Link Wednesday apostrophe yes schedule comma April 23rd comma.
So here's the Wednesday schedule for ACB community.
Link Tuesday apostrophe.
Here's the Tuesday schedule for ACB community.
Link Tuesday apostrophe. Link Monday apostrophe.
Here's the Monday schedule for ACB community. So I'm just holding down my Alt Control down arrow in JAWS would work also with NVDA. And in VoiceOver on Mac, of course, you could interact with this table. You go into the table, interact with it, and then you could just read straight down, and you would be reading each message. And what it does here is it shows you part of the message, and if you want the rest of it, you would press Enter, and a separate window would open and show you that message. And you can also set groups.io, so it shows you the whole thread on one screen, which is what I've got it set up for. Or you can set it so it just shows you one message on the screen. So it's very, very configurable. Again, that's a little more advanced. But trust me, if you learn how to read it on the web, you can get through a lot of it faster than you could ever believe. Do we have any more questions? Especially now I've talked a bit about the web interface.
We don't have anybody with a hand up right now. So I think you've done a wonderful, and I love going in there because I keep forgetting my password. So invariably I have to reset it because I don't do it often enough that I remember what it was, but it's pretty easy to reset your password too.
It is.
It wasn't a big deal. So
it is.
And I remember what you were talking about. I was on listservs way back in the 90s. The first one I was ever on was called One List.
Yeah.
That goes back.
So you hear someone talking about a listserv. That was way before the browsers were a thing.
Yep. Yep, that's true.
So if you are looking at your maybe I should pull up Outlook and show some of those links at the bottom of a message. Maybe I should do that.
You could do that real quick.
Let me put it on no speech so you won't have to hear private messages, and then I'll put it back on speech. I'm using my Braille display so that I find a message that isn't private. Give me just a second, guys.
You got it. No problem.
Outlook. Okay, Outlook is taking its time here, but we're pulling it up. I have a lot of work messages that theoretically are private, but I'll find one of the CCBL messages and see if we can read that. Come on, Outlook. All right, I'm scrolling through messages now, trying to find something from How about a convention list from Janet Dickelman? I think most people would not consider that private.
Full speech. Enter.
Okay.
Here is what the audio description project has planned for the 2025 American.
Okay, so this is Janet Dickelman's latest ACB convention post. And I'm going to arrow through it. She's got all this stuff. So it's a pretty long list from the audio description project. She's showing us the schedule for the audio description project. And I'm cheating kind of and using my Braille display. But let's suppose I say, okay, that's great. I'm glad I know what audio description is doing, but I really want to look at the stuff at the end of the post. So we're going to go to the bottom. And I'm going to show you some of this stuff that shows up at the bottom. So when a message is finished, there is a bunch of underlines, which acts as a separator. And then below it is the post from groups.io that appears at the end of every message. And this post can actually be customized by the group owner. Many owners don't, but they can customize it if they want.
Links:
And first it's going to show you some links.
You receive all messages sent to this group, period.
You receive all messages sent to this group.
Link view / reply online left parent number 1755 right parent.
View reply online. Now, actually, because this is an announce list, you wouldn't be able to reply, but they haven't configured this to turn that off. I mean, they've turned off the ability to reply, but they haven't turned off this link at the bottom of every post. If I were to press enter on this view reply online, I would be plopped into the website into an edit field where I could type a reply.
Vertical bar.
Deborah, what does that number mean, that 1755? Does that mean
That is the number of that particular message.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right. So it tells you, yeah, this is the number of the thread, actually. It's the thread number.
Okay.
Okay. Reply to group. And if.
Verdict send mail link reply to group.
Now notice this is a send mail link. And what that means is it's not going to take you online. If it just says link, it's going to take you online. If it says send to link, it's going to just open a new message with the group address in the to field, okay?
Vertical bar. Send mail link reply to sender.
Reply to sender. This is another send mail link. And when you click that or press enter on that, you are going to get an open, a blank message with the sender's name in the email address. And this is actually one of the fastest ways to get the sender's name. You can do reply to sender. You can go up to the to field. You can copy it, and then you can just cancel that email. And I do that all the time if I want to get the sender's name really quick. You can also ferret the sender's name out from the email address, but it takes a little bit of copying and pasting in a notepad and deleting part of the address. That's the easiest way to get the sender's address.
Bar. Link, mute this topic.
Mute this topic. Now notice that is not a send mail link, as Laureen pointed out. If I press enter on this, I'm going to get to the groups.io site with all kinds of other stuff going on.
Link your subscription.
Your subscription. That is going to take me to the portion of the site that shows me how I'm subscribed. Am I subscribed as a digest? Am I subscribed as a summary? What is it?
Vertical bar.
And also it lets me adjust other subscriptions for other lists too. It'll give me a big table of lists and I can again check boxes next to each one.
Send mail link contact group owner.
Contact group owner. That's where you talk to the big daddy and it's going to let you send him an email because you notice it's a send mail link. When it's a send mail link, it's going to blank message. When it's a link, it's going to take you online through. And then here's unsubscribe, and that is going to unsubscribe you by going online. And there's my email address. And you're like, well, why does it have your email address in your email? Well, this was very handy for me when I accidentally subscribed to some list with too many different email addresses because I could always look at the bottom of the list and see which email address it used for this particular list. So that's why your email address is down there, because that is your login to groups.io to get access to that particular list.
Underline, period, underline,
and then that's the end. Period, it just underlines and periods to make a pretty little separator there on the screen. So I think my time's almost up now.
I want to thank Deborah. This has been fabulous, and we appreciate you so much. I know how busy you are, and I appreciate you taking the time to be here.
I hope I can help people get through their email more easily. Thank you.